From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redcliffe Club Car Boot Sale Update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our annual car boot sale on Saturday, the 24th of August 2024 at our clubhouse in McFarlane Park at Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. The raffle prize is an electronic weather station. There will be lucky door prizes as well. So, vendors in at 7, breakfast is at 8, gates open at 9, the raffle draw is at 10:30. $10 per car boot or table, gold coin admission. There will be bacon and egg rolls and ice cream and fruit salad on offer. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A lot of us will have been experiencing the cold weather that has certainly convinced the body that winter has come. It occurred to me that we don't live in the idyllic wonderland of seasonal postcards that mark the Christmas break in the Northern Hemisphere. Although I once lived in a place that did have snow, we also had the luxury of indoor fireplaces that wafted the scent of burning through the house and did little to warm the bedclothes. After many years of living back along the subtropical coastal regions, I feel the cold as much as any native. As I don't have a shack with the convenience of comfort and heating, I've been content, although somewhat frigid regardless of the amount of clothes I have on, to try and learn how to use a two-in-one type computer. Some may remember that I previously spoke of the issues of preparing a similar device for portable use, and now I have another from a different manufacturer. Getting the familiarity with the unit has filled some time that could have been devoted to other tasks if the weather had been kinder. It seems that this fully-blown tablet come laptop will do the things I need. Anyway, this has been a long preamble to wondering if others have sideline projects that they can take on when alternatives are needed. Many interests require that we perform maintenance on our equipment, but the demands of the radio amateur in this regard are relatively light. It is wise to power up our electronics to keep moisture at bay and reduce the chances of electrolytics deteriorating. Then there are the general upkeep tasks, such as computer updates, that help keep the whole operating system running smoothly. For each of us, there are items that require attention, and being able to use the time that is available for the best outcomes is important. I don't have a planned schedule, just the knowledge that certain tasks need completing to get certain outcomes. Fortunately, I no longer have the tyranny of regular work pattern to meet, so time can be pretty flexible and jobs done when convenient. With our club activities, it's probably best that we do plan these sorts of activities so that there is a checklist to help whoever needs to fill a job in knowing what and how it is done, as well as when. In our clubs, we need to allow for the things that happen with people. Births and weddings, holidays and sickness can all take people away, and others will fill in to see the jobs are done. So a suitable record system that is available to members guides people through the planned care program without causing stress and a last-minute rush. This is also a good way of involving people and letting them feel the success of good organisation. It's what I call succession planning. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.